We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Rudo. This is episode number 35 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled, Talk to Yourself to Build Confidence and Self-Esteem. Where does one begin on the journey of trying to feel better about themselves? To be more decisive, to be more confident, to have higher levels of self-esteem. Positive internal dialogue. The days of being crazy for talking to yourself are long gone. Ask yourself, out loud, what are the triggers that have you feeling down? Do you keep finding yourself in stressful situations at work, school, and/or at home? Why? What are the thoughts in your head like when you find yourself in one of these predicaments? Is your self-talk generally positive or negative? These questions I pose are a good starting point to understand why your confidence and why your self-esteem levels are fading away. Why are they diminishing? This is an effective method at pinpointing what it is exactly that is degrading your self-esteem and confidence. Let's hear what the experts have to say about this topic. Today's quote is from Mr. Alan Cohen, the author of 22 popular inspirational books and CDs, including the best-selling The Dragon Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Quote goes like this. Wouldn't it be powerful if you fell in love with yourself so deeply that you would do just about anything if you knew it would make you happy? This is precisely how much life loves you and wants you to nurture yourself. The deeper you love yourself, the more the universe will affirm your worth. Then you can enjoy a lifelong love affair that brings you the richest fulfillment from inside out. I love this quote. I'm challenging myself today and I'm challenging you to flip the script on your life story. Maybe you've had doubts about your potential in the past, but today is the day you can begin to love yourself again. Then let the ripple effect rebuild your confidence and rebuild your self-esteem. There are probably a few totally baseless thoughts about your person that you've convinced yourself of. Maybe you say, I'm a loser, or I'm worthless, I'm never going to amount to anything, or I have no hope. No way, I do not believe it. Be nice to yourself, take care of your mental, recite short and sweet positive affirmations often, like, I'm a winner, I am worth it, and I am going to make it. If you recite a particular idea to yourself frequently enough, you'll eventually convince yourself that it's true. It's like the positive version of when someone says, this guy lies so much he's starting to believe his own bullshit. Except in this case, you're not lying to yourself. Don't let your positive thoughts fade away if you have a few off days here and there either. Self-esteem and confidence are dynamic, they're situational. You may thrive in social situations but feel slightly off when you're alone, or vice versa. You do not have to be 100% 100% of the time. An article I read on Psychology Today talked about the compare and despair rabbit hole. As the old adage goes, comparison is the thief of joy. Psychotherapist Kimberly Hershenson talks about practicing self-acceptance and why it's important to avoid comparing yourself to others. Especially in today's day and age, where we scroll through social media and see our friends, our coworkers, whoever, seemingly live these extravagant lives with lots of money, big boats, always happy, never anything sad, never anything bad. People only show you what they want to show you on social media. Don't let people's appearance of having a perfect life fool you, though you should wish everyone for the best. You want these people to be happy, they're your friends, you might have known them in the past. It's not even worth your time to compare your life to someone else's though, especially based on a social media post. My final thought for the day is this. Be very careful when negative thoughts do infiltrate your internal dialogue. Do not mistake them for facts. Just because you feel like a loser does not mean you actually are a loser. We tend to be very critical of ourselves, very harsh. It's only constructive to a certain degree, though. We even go so far as to construe up negatives out of the positives in life. When we do accomplish something significant, we tell ourselves that we got lucky or barely made it. Give yourself more credit than that. Don't be boastful, but do reward yourself once in a while when you do succeed at something you're working towards. Encourage yourself more. Remember, it's okay to have negative thoughts, it's just not okay to react to them so drastically and dramatically. Do not let them take over the narrative of your life story. Notice the patterns in your confidence and self-esteem levels. Double down on the situations, settings, and people that make you feel good, and avoid the ones that make you feel like shit. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the Motivation Movement on social media. Tag at Mruto. Do not forget to visit my new website, mruto.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Please do not hold back. I'm not very sensitive. I can take the heat, and I very much appreciate the criticism. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, please share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And oh yeah, don't forget to subscribe to the Motivation Movement podcast. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.